Thanks for joining us here on Como News Radio. Tracy Ellis at the editor's desk. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Calvert, joined by Congressman Dave Reichert on the Como News line. He's on with me this afternoon after introducing a bill honoring a park ranger who was killed earlier this year. Congressman Reichert, first of all, thanks for making time for us this afternoon. This is with park ranger Margaret Anderson and that shooting, that tragedy earlier this year, right?
Yes. We've been working with the community in the Eatonville area and, of course, the park rangers who worked with Margaret over the past 4 years as she served the community as a park ranger at Mount Rainier National Park, and finding a way to honor her. And there's been, of course, a number of suggestions, and the idea of naming the Eatonville Post Office came up as one of those ideas, and that's something that we can do back here in Washington, D.C., and yesterday that bill passed the House, so now goes on to the Senate and for the President's signature, hopefully here soon, and it should be celebrated soon in the city of Eatonville that the local post office will be named after National Park Ranger Margaret Anderson for her courageous actions and her service to the community.
Have you been in touch with Ranger Anderson's family? What are their feelings about this?
Very excited, honored. It's just honoring police officers, law enforcement officers, first responders as they sacrifice themselves it's a very sensitive, personal. It's a difficult thing to do. I mean, there is a on one hand, a real joy that people have recognized their loved one in this way. But on the other hand, of course, bringing back memories of the tragic day that Margaret lost her life.
Congressman Dave Reichert on the Como Newsline with me. Congressman, while I have you on the line, this is an anniversary of another tragedy, the Lakewood police shootings of a few years ago. You're working on a bill, if I understand correctly, you're working on a bill with Congressman Adam Smith that has a connection to Lakewood, right?
Yeah, I think that this is a bill that Adam and I have been working on for a while, and I think good for your listeners to know that, yes, there is some bipartisanship back here in Washington, D.C. And so Adam and I have worked on a bill that will improve law enforcement information sharing, and it authorizes the Department of Justice's Global Advisory Committee. They call it the GAC for short. And local and state federal law enforcement agencies from across the country come together and discuss ways that they can be more efficient in sharing information, especially information regarding violent criminals and crimes that have taken place and suspects that are still out on the street endangering the public. And the sooner we get that information out, the better we're able to communicate that to law enforcement agencies across the country, the quicker we can get these people into custody, which, of course, equals a safer community.
Is the relationship to the Lakewood shooting, is it obviously, had that information been available, there could have been a different outcome here?
I think so. I think people, when this tragedy occurred, today is the anniversary, and I think all of us recognized there were some things that maybe could have been done a little bit better that may have prevented this tragedy from occurring.
Congressman Dave Reichert joining me on the Como Newsline this afternoon. Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. My pleasure.